one thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Today is opening day, March 25th, 2026. The Detroit Tigers playing at 4 o'clock today in San Diego against the Padres. Well, in light of baseball season officially starting today, I've got a triple play for you guys. Three stories that I'm going to try to get into this half hour. And it all has to do with the multi-gazillionaire George Soros and his influence not only on our country, but our state of Michigan. During a press conference yesterday morning, community organizer Sherry Masson said, with the United States entering an illegal war and the shooting deaths of two citizens by ICE immigration enforcement officers in Minneapolis, she's seeing higher attendance at monthly meetings and stronger buzz leading into these No King rallies this weekend. Organizers for this weekend's No Kings rallies are anticipating the largest showing yet, with organized protests happening at 115 different locations across the state of Michigan. You know who's funding this, folks? George Soros. Well, the organizer said instead of making people afraid and cower, it's actually done the opposite. We've seen most of our groups growing every single month at our monthly meetings. These people are doing monthly meetings. The No Kings effort is a loose coalition of progressive groups united against President Donald Trump because they believe that he has allowed unjust and cruel acts of violence, quote, end quote, and an arguably growing influence by his greedy billionaires upon the working class. The call yesterday brought together various groups from around the state of Michigan. Voting Access for All, Indivisible Leaders, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, Immigrant Rights Advocates, the Michigan Freedom Coalition, and the Anti-Fascist Organizing Coalition, the Removal Coalition, and even the Public Research Initiative. All of these groups are going to be participating at these No Kings rallies this weekend around 115 different locations of the state of Michigan. Nationwide, thousands of rallies are planned. Also, with 24 additional events taking place in Europe. Are you kidding me? George Soros is totally behind all of this. And I can guarantee you these people will not be holding homemade signs. These will be professionally printed. They even have a rally planned for Novi, the same city that the Michigan Republican Party endorsement convention is taking place at. Although the organizers said their planned meetup spot is scheduled to be all four corners of the intersection of Novi Road and Grand River Avenue, not at the Suburban Collection Showcase where the Republican meeting is being held. You may remember the first No Kings rally took place June 14th last year, which drew several thousand demonstrators to the state capitol. The second one was October 18th last year and drew a very similar sized crowd. So that's number one. These No Kings rally, George Soros, totally behind it. Totally behind it. That was the first out in the triple play. The second out in the triple play is multi-faith leaders pushing for ICE restrictions, urging the passage of Senate Protected Spaces bill package in Lansing. The Coalition of Michigan Clergy leaders organized yesterday morning and urged lawmakers to pass Senate bills 508, 509, and 510 aimed at restricting federal immigration ICE enforcement officers at sensitive locations. They argue that the current practices are terrorizing communities of color and eroding trust in our public institutions. Speaking on the steps of the Capitol, faith leaders and immigrant advocates called for the passage of the bill package, which would designate public schools, hospitals, and places of worship as quote-unquote protected spaces, and would limit the sharing of personal data for immigration enforcement and increase transparency around ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement's activities. The coalition also called for a stop to the expansion of detention facilities here in the state of Michigan. Families are afraid. They're afraid to go to school. They're afraid to go to the hospital for medical care. They're afraid to even enter courthouses. And some are even afraid to enter their house of worship because of the actions of ICE agents, said Reverend Shannon Jamal Hollimans. Of course she has a hyphenated name. Well, another speaker with a statewide Latino advocacy group, M.I. Poder, P-O-D-E-R, came up to the microphone, Simon Cardona Peraza, another hyphenated name, said the legislation is meant to restore protections and accountability. He emphasized that the bills are not brought forward by quote-unquote special interests. Rather, they are simply protecting and pointing out concerns over masked agents arresting people in community spaces and using personal data for its law enforcement. Each faith leader framed the issue as both a moral and a constitutional issue, pulling from their religious texts and repeatedly emphasizing due process and human dignity. Jewish Rabbi Ethan Baer from Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, surprise, surprise, said the religious teachings require protecting immigrants and ensuring safe access to worship, education, and hospital health care. Houses of worship, schools, and hospitals must be places where immigrants can find sanctuary. There's that word, sanctuary. The rabbi added that no one deserves to live in fear from unjust government policies. Okay, I gotta stop right now. These are not policies. These are federal laws regarding illegal immigrants. We have laws on the books. These aren't state laws. These are not county ordinances. These are federal statutes. These are not policies. This is amazing, absolutely amazing that they're doing this. And the picture of them standing in front of a or behind a podium on the steps of the Capitol looks like maybe 30, maybe 40 people. No crowd listening to them, just them standing on the steps of the Capitol. Absolutely amazing. Well, then, the third out of the triple play comes none other than our very own Attorney General, Dana Nessel. This is amazing. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced yesterday that they filed a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's decision to open an immigration detention center in the city of Romulus. The 7-count complaint filed in the U.S. District, Eastern District of Michigan, seeks an order to set aside Department of Homeland Security's decision and to issue a permanent injunction prohibiting the conversion, remodeling, and/or construction, retrofitting, or any other similar physical changes of the warehouse in Romulus into a ICE detention center. The Romulus warehouse is simply not and never will be an appropriate place to be a large detention facility, Nessel said during a late morning press conference. It's clear that the Department of Homeland Security, in its zealous quest for a bigger nationwide footprint, appears to have conducted an ill-conceived rush job free from any traditional planning or zoning. And she has more to this statement. Fortunately, computer automation is shutting me off. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this triple play on opening day, all targeting President Donald Trump and his administration's efforts to round up illegal immigrants and get them out of our country. Well, the city of Romulus, Mayor Robert McCrate, said that the city council voted unanimously on Monday to approve the legal action that the Attorney General Dana Nessel filed in U.S. District Court, Eastern District of Michigan, asking that the Department of Homeland Security not be allowed to retrofit a warehouse. The plan is to house 500 detainees until they could be processed and then shipped out of the country back to their home countries. In the complaint, Attorney General Dana Nessel said that the warehouse is located in a floodplain. It has 6 bathrooms that rely on only 1 6-inch sewer line, which likely won't handle the sewage load necessary for the estimated 500 detainees that are expected to be housed. Additionally, in the complaint, Dana Nessel stated that the warehouse is located within 1 mile of an elementary and middle school, and that it abuts a residential neighborhood. The mayor, McCrate, said any detention center needs to be vetted through the city's permitting channels, which the federal government failed to do. Nessel said the Trump administration violated the Intergovernmental Cooperation Act by not seeking any coordination with the city of Romulus or the state of Michigan. The city, McCrate, the mayor said that this has been an unwanted structure for a long time. We consider a potential hazardous waste injection well that services the building. And now ICE wants to use it as a detention center. Two words that I use in describing my home city is that we are being overburdened and underserved. Unfortunately, currently, this is a process that the federal government is forcing upon us. We're not asking for a handout. We are simply asking to grow and improve the quality of our of the life of our residents, unburdened by federal outside interference. Well, ICE purchased the 250,000 square foot commercial warehouse located at 7525 Cogswell Street for $34.7 million with the intention of converting it into a mass detention center. I said back in February that the project is expected to bring 1,458 full-time jobs to the area and would contribute nearly $150 million to the local economy. Well, State Representative, and I covered this story, this his statement before, Democrat State Representative Dylan Wegler of Garden City said DHS's decision makes zero sense because it sits directly across the street from thriving residential neighborhoods. Wegler said ICE has lost more than 4,440 times in court since October for detaining individuals. It's been found that ICE has routinely been violating laws, which he believes would now extend into the city of Romulus. Is it too much to ask our federal leaders not to build a prison near our kids? Okay, see, it's hyperbole like that that totally discredits everything you just said. It's not a prison. It's a detention center. When they find individuals, illegals, that should not be in our country, they're detained while going through the due process of being removed from the state of Michigan. It's not a prison. Your hyperbolic speech just totally wrecked your entire statement, Dylan. Sorry, dude, not listening to you. Well, that's the triple play, folks, for opening day. No Kings, 115 protests happening this weekend around the state of Michigan. The attorney general suing to shut down an ICE detention center that they bought with specific intentions to build. And then the faith leaders protesting at the Capitol, passing Senate bills to give protected spaces against ICE. What has the state of Michigan turned into? That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Go Tigers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I